June 2005. Alice sat at her computer waiting for the screen to come to life. Kathy had just called, checking in, concerned. She said that Alice hadn't returned her emails in a while, that she hadn't been to the dementia chat room in weeks, and that she'd missed support group again yesterday. It wasn't until Kathy talked about support group that Alice knew who the concerned Kathy on the phone was. Kathy said that two new people had joined their support group, and that it had been recommended to them by people who had attended the Dementia Care Conference and had heard Alice's speech. Alice told her that was wonderful news. She apologized to Kathy for worrying her and told her to let everyone know that she was okay. But to tell the truth, she was very far from okay. She could still read and comprehend small amounts of text, but the computer keyboard had become an undecipherable jumble of letters. In truth, she'd lost the ability to compose words out of the alphabet letters on the keys. Her ability to use language, that thing that most separates humans from animals, was leaving her, and she was feeling less and less human as it departed. She'd said a tearful goodbye to OK some time ago. She clicked on her mailbox. 73 new emails. Overwhelmed and powerless to respond, she closed out of her email application without opening anything. She stared at the screen she'd spent much of her professional life in front of. Three folders sat on the desktop arranged in a vertical row. Hard drive, Alice, Butterfly. She clicked on the Alice folder. Inside were more folders with different titles. Abstracts, administrative, classes, conferences, figures, grant proposals, home, John, kids, lunch seminars, molecules to mind, papers, presentations, students. Her entire life organized into neat little icons. She couldn't bear to look inside, afraid she wouldn't remember or understand her entire life. She clicked on Butterfly instead. Dear Alice, you wrote this letter to yourself when you were of sound mind. If you are reading this and you are unable to answer one or more of the following questions, then you are no longer of sound mind. What month is it? Where do you live? Where is your office? When is Anna's birthday? How many children do you have? You have Alzheimer's disease. You have lost too much of yourself, too much of what you love, and you are not living the life you want to live. There is no good outcome to this disease, but you have chosen an outcome that is the most dignified, fair, and respectful to you and your family. You can no longer trust your own judgment, but you can trust mine, your former self, you before Alzheimer's took too much of you away. You lived an extraordinary and worthwhile life. You and your husband John have three healthy and amazing children who are all loved and doing well in the world. And you had a remarkable career at Harvard filled with challenge, creativity, passion, and accomplishment. This last part of your life, the part with Alzheimer's, and this end that you've carefully chosen is tragic, but you did not live a tragic life. I love you, and I'm proud of you, of how you've lived and all that you've done while you could. Now, go to your bedroom. Go to the black table next to the bed, the one with the blue lamp on it. Open the drawer to that table. In the back of the drawer is a bottle of pills. The bottle has a white label on it that says "For Alice" in black letters. There are a lot of pills in that bottle. Swallow all of them with a big glass of water. Make sure you swallow all of them. Then get in bed and go to sleep. Go now before you forget. And do not tell anyone what you're doing. Please trust me. Love, Alice Howland.